This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center. And always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Demanding federal agencies give more info about what some claim are a lot of nighttime drone sightings in various states. Local and state officials, ABC's Jacqueline Lee.
In New Jersey, Senator Andy Kim going out on drone patrol with police Saturday night, tweeting they were almost certainly planes. New York Governor Kathy Hochul saying this has gone too far, and New Jersey officials demanding permission from the federal government to collect at least one of the drones and get to the bottom of the issue.
Clean up in Northern California after a rare December tornado flipping cars and damaging buildings north of Santa Cruz yesterday.
We saw the tornado going down, and then it ended. It was just a blink of eye.
Yeah, I was not expecting to do that much damage, especially flip a car, because cars are pretty heavy.
Several injuries. South Korea, an important ally, has defense and law enforcement officials demanding that President Yoon appear in court for questioning over his short-lived attempt to impose martial law. This is ABC News. Another top aide to the New York City mayor says sayonara, calling it quits amid the ongoing investigation by the Manhattan District Attorney into the city's commercial property leases. Mayor Eric Adams denies wrongdoing. Recouping at home after suffering a heart attack while on a basketball court, refereeing a game last month, Doug Sanders, fans at Jefferson High in Monroe County, Michigan, leaped into action when Sanders said he didn't feel too good. Those in the stands included two off-duty firefighters and a nurse.
I'm grateful for them. They saved my life. I'm just lucky to be here.
Sanders felt like he was going to pass out on the court, he says. The firefighters directed a group of people checking Sanders' pulse and giving chest compressions. Argo, a 9-year-old black Labrador retriever, is featured in the new 2025 Transportation Security Administration canine calendar. Argo trained to detect potential explosives at Baltimore Washington Airport. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
The Todd Alba Show.
We're going to meet each other out in beautiful Seattle. My youngest godson lives out there. He works for the Navy at the Bremerton Naval Shipyard.
This is like your trip to L.A. There's always a connection over here.
Well, sure, because there's no hotel costs. I crash on people's couches. Right?
You are as innovative as you are cheap. That's a beautiful thing. You are
correct,
thrifty, my friend. Are you sure Todd's a former Republican? Yes. Yes, he is.
The Todd Alba Show. Weekdays, noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turned public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
It's another Saturday night across Wisconsin on the Civic Media Radio Network. Let's rock out to some original local music from Wisconsin. It's Mag Zinc Radio. Good evening, everybody. Rocker Jimmy K, Terry Barr is off tonight. Let's do a double dip of Linda and the Zeros to kick off the 8 o'clock hour. I'm so excited I could barely talk because it's too hot. Linda and the Zeros is Mag Zinc on Civic Media. We are local music.
Around.
Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
Well, my heart knows better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking. I came across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. I fell in a field upon my back and said, don't look back, just keep on walking. When a big black horse said, way and said, hey, baby, won't you marry me? And I said, no, 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 no. I said, no, no, you're not the one for me. No, 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 no. I said, no, 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 you're not the one for me. My heart had a problem in the early hours, so I stopped it dead for a beat or two. And I cut some cord, and I shouldn't have done it, and it won't forgive me after all these years. So I sent it to a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Yeah. And it won't come back. She's so, so happy, and now I got a hole for the world to see, yeah. Oh, yeah, oh, yeah, oh. And I said, no, 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 no. I said, no, 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 you're not the one for me. The one for me.
Oh.
No, no, no. No, 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 no. I said,
oh.
No, no, no. You're not the one for me.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. Linda and the Zeros there. That was Black Horse, a cherry tree.
Black Horse and a cherry tree.
Before that, Too Hot. You know, Linda the Zeros. Holy smokes. Remember,
oh, yeah.
New Year's Eve? What was it, 2 years ago? I do.
When you were dancing.
This spaceship with Porky's Groove Machine and the Civil Engineers. That was a party, dude. That was great.
Oh, that was a lot of fun, Jimmy. And you can actually see Linda and the Zeros, December 21st at the Red Rooster in Madison. That's coming up. They have a live show. Bring your dancing shoes to that one, Jimmy.
Absolutely. Hey, hope you're all having a great evening across Wisconsin. If you're out driving around tonight, hopefully you're being safe and keep it in between the ditches. I'm Jimmy Kay. Rocker's here. Terry Barr is off tonight. Happy anniversary once again to Terry. We're doing original local music from the state of Wisconsin. I'm buzzing after that conversation with Gabe Berdulis, dude.
If you missed it, good to talk to Gabe.
It was, man. I mean, I love Gabe. He's a great guy. I love his music and super excited he's coming home.
It was so funny because I got a hold of him and literally surprised him that I was like, yeah, I know you're playing already. I want to interview, you know?
Right, right.
I was just like, boy, I was hoping that he was going to be here for a while. We could actually get him here in the flesh. You could see him. You could smell him. He's right here.
Well, we don't need to smell them. We don't have to get funky about it. You know what I mean? Hey, you know what? Tonight, live in a lair, just an hour away, Rockers.
Yeah.
Super excited about this band that's coming in tonight.
That's right, Jimmy. Live in the lair, it's our in-studio concert. And tonight, we're welcoming the Trembling Giant.
The Trembling Giant. I heard sound check. And I think we're in for a magical hour of live in the lair tonight. Of course, presented by the Aaron Weber Group. Now powered by Compass. Buy or sell your next home now at movetomadison.com. Rocker Terry Barr is going to check in just a couple of minutes.
Really?
A great band from Green Bay. We've played them here on Max Inc. Radio a bunch. Radio for Pets. I'm looking forward to that. It's coming up in just a couple of minutes. What else did I want to talk about? Oh, I know. Next week, Rocker, is the last Live in the Lair for 2024. And the artist on the list for next week is also very exciting.
Jeffrey James.
Yeah, man. He's an old friend of the show, and looking forward to seeing him perform live. And then we're off for the holidays. I think we're off for 2 weeks, right?
Yep, yep. And then we got to recharge here and figure out what we're going to do for 2025, get a whole new slate of musicians into this lair. I think, Jimmy, we're up past 150 live in the lairs.
Oh my goodness.
Since we started this journey back in 2019.
Well, that's good. You know, if bands want to play in the lair, you can also, you can contact us. We're on Facebook. Just reach out to Rocker.
Yep.
You can send an email. That's even better with your bio information. What is that? music@civicmedia.us.
That's right, Jimmy. And, you know, every week we get new music, and we're always premiering new music right here. So, you know, definitely send us an MP3. We love to check it out and play local music. It's what we do.
It's what we do, and we love doing it. All right. We got Terry Barr and Terry Radio for Pets coming up. Let's do some music from let's do some Kelsey Miles. I was supposed to do some Kelsey Miles last hour, but we ran out of time.
Oh, yeah. So she's coming back to town, and we're going to have her here next week.
She's another person that's been a longtime friend of the radio, Atwood Fest alum, of course.
Yep.
How many times has she been on the cover of Max Inc.?
Just once, Jimmy.
Just once. Okay. That's good trivia right there.
That could win you something.
I want to win, dude.
I want to win.
I want to be a winner. Miles. Yeah. Next week here on Max Inc. Radio, this is Fool. It's Max Inc. on Civic Media.
Walk that line. I was a fool to compromise. sure that we can call this love, but I know this from first sight. I wanna give you a hug, girl. Maybe fuck on the first night. Me and you eye gazing. Damn, your eyes so amazing. Picture us still in the show, walking in the front door. Dancing in sand under moonlight. Keeping you close because it feels right. I'm holding your hand because it feels right. I'm keeping you close because we're just mine. Take a chance of romance. We're doing this because we can. Let's take this chance of romance. I can't help it, girl, until I see you again. Cause you're my magnetic intoxication. I can't help it and I can't keep concentration. I can't help it. I can't help it. You're my magnetic intoxication. I can't help it and I can't keep concentration. I can't help it. I can't help it. I wanna see your body naked, girl, bathing by the ocean sun. I love the way you shake it, girl. No mistaking that you're the one. 2, 3, 4, 4. Sophisticated and I adore. Don't have to, but I give you more. Don't have to, but I want it now. Ooh, girl, will you put it down? Ooh, girl, will you make me, make you, make you, make you, make you, make me smile? Cause you're my magnetic intoxication. I can't help it and I can't keep concentration. I can't help it. I can't help it. You're my magnetic intoxication. I can't help it and I can't keep concentration. I can't help it. I can't help it. Until I see you again. 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 You're my magnetic intoxication. I can't help it and I can't keep concentration. I can't help it. I can't help it. You're my magnetic intoxication. I can't help it and I can't keep concentration. I can't help it. I can't help it. Until I see you again. Until I see you again, girl. Until I see you again, girl. Until I see you again, girl. Until I see you again, see you again, see you again, see you again. Until I see you again, see you again, see you again, see you again. Until I see you again, till I see you. Till I see you, till I see you again.
Max Inc. on Civic Media, we are local music. Adem Tesfaye there and Magnetic. You can see Adem Tesfaye at the Baroque here in Madison on December 20th with the Mama Dig Downs Brass Band. That's going to be a pretty cool show. You know who else has a cool show coming up? We'll tell you about it in just a couple of minutes. And they have a brand new vinyl out. That's Louie and the Flash Bombs. We're going to hear a song off that in just a couple of minutes. But first, another Christmas song for you.
Was the night before Christmas, and out on a table sat three large cookies for Santa to eat, if he's willing and able. Now these were not your average cookies made with earthly butter and flour. These cookies were ingested to give you a special, greener kind of magical power. Christmas would be very different this year, for when Santa leaves our house, he'll be in a state of euphoric cheer. The fires were alight on this brisk Christmas night as we stumbled upon old Chris in a giggy delight. We whipped out our wares and we roasted all night. And this is how we found out Santa knows how to party right.
Got a problem with Max Inc. Radio? Send us an email. We'll forward it to The Onion on Max Inc. Radio. Radio for the people.
You were so very good at pushing people's buttons, laughing at the questions, turn them into nothing, turn them into nothing. Were larger than life and made sure that we knew it. Bitchy, flip and tearing, something else tomorrow, something else tomorrow.
Fame.
Max Inc. on Civic Media. We are local music. That is brand new music there from Louie and the Flash Bombs. It's called Unapologetic. And Rocker, you said that they hand-delivered physical media to the Civic Media radio studios.
That's correct, Jimmy.
Amazing. I love it when you all do that. Thank you.
Louie came here and he was like, you know, we interviewed him a couple months ago and had him in the lair here.
Yeah.
And then so he was just like, yeah, he stopped by with his record album. And he actually asked me, he's like, does Jimmy K like records? I said, oh, yeah. He likes vinyl big time, you know. And they're on shortwave records. So he was just in town picking up, you know, he's from Milwaukee. And he was in here picking up all the records from Shortwave Records, which is Eric Hart's of A Flavor That Kills. He does their record. So,
the drummer guy, right?
The drummer. Yeah. That's correct. Yeah. That's
right. Okay. Very cool. Well, awesome vinyl score. Thank you so much for dropping off, Louie. And the holiday party. They got a holiday party on December 19th in Milwaukee, right? What was this place, Rocker? The Brazil Tavern?
Oh, I just, let's see. Let's get back there. The Beer Saw. Beer Saw Tavern on Villette, in West Villette.
Will we make a great team?
yeah, Milwaukee.
Huh? You can check the Louie and the Flash Bomb Facebook page for more details.
Yep.
We heard I Am Dragon, Santa's Special Treats, as from the Maximus compilation, the Madison Area Christmas compilation. All that music's old, but it's timeless. And I love the Maximus music. I love the Santa's Special Treats, too, Rocker.
What are the special treats? Did anyone figure that out?
You didn't listen to the song?
No.
I mean, it spells it out right there, dude.
It spells it out, but...
It's weed, dude.
Okay.
But don't tell mom.
All right. Now I get it.
We got Live in the Lair coming up in just a couple of minutes. About a half hour away, Rocker, from Live in the Lair. The Trembling Giant. They're here. They're ready to roll.
That's right.
They're trembling and they're rather large.
That's pretty much why I didn't hear the Christmas song, because I'm out in the lobby talking to the band. They're back in the studio. They're going to be in here just after 9 o'clock and start rolling.
And Terry Barr is going to check in just a couple of minutes. She's going to talk with Radio for Pets out of Green Bay, Wisconsin. For those of you listening to WGBW. Hey, Max Inc. Radio is sponsored by Carbon 4 Brewing Company here on Madison's East Side. They're supplying all the good beer and beverages here in studio for the artists that come in and play for us. We appreciate that. Madison's East Side making high-quality beers with the best ingredients they can find. You can visit their tap room, too. Try exclusive creations from their brewers, plus a sampling of local snacks and all kinds of good live music as well. Carbon4.com. That's the number 4, carbon4.com.
Boy, we sure... Broth, brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Ring in the new year at the Lazy Elf Lounge in Madison. Enjoy live music from Saturday Morning Cartel and free champagne jello shots at both 10 p.m. and midnight. Take $2 off Tito's mixers, 16-ounce cans of Bud Light or Miller Lite, just $2.50. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly. Hungry? The delicious late-night menu will be available until midnight on New Year's Eve at the Lazy Elf Lounge, 1617 North Stoughton Road in Madison. Visit LazyElfLounge.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and O'Dana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
Where can you buy goods made around the globe, knowing your purchase is also making a difference? It's Ethical Trade Co. in Madison. Ethical Trade Co. is a nonprofit. Product sales help end modern slavery by creating more opportunities for the artists. Shop online anytime at ethicaltradeco.com or in person 11 to 5 Tuesday through Saturday at 3565 Tulane Avenue across from Schenck Elementary in Madison. Ethicaltradeco.com. Goods for a better world.
Looking for a home shouldn't feel like crawling through air ducts. That's where the Aaron Weber Group and Compass spring into action.
Yippee-ki-yay, dream house seekers.
The Aaron Weber Group helps you through the toughest real estate markets. Buying, selling, saving the world. They can do it all. You're looking for peace and tranquility, not Nakatomi Plaza. Get the home you deserve, only less stressful. Go to movetomadison.com. The Aaron Weber Group. No shoes required.
Welcome to the neighborhood, pal.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
We're just a little better than 20 minutes away from Live in the Lair here on Max Inc. Radio. Looking forward to that. Terry Barr had a great chat with Radio for Pets. And if there's a Wisconsin band who doesn't only share their love for music, but also their fondness of animals. Here is Radio for Pets with Terry Barr is Max Inc. Radio.
I don't know what's in this drink. Some random guy just handed it to me. But I assume it's made of rocket fuel from the way my heart's been beating. Beating, beating since you looked at me. Yesterday I won't get a try, cause I'm leaving soon.
Listening to the song About Nothing. Now, this song is by the band Radio for Pets. The band's out of the Green Bay area, and I am so lucky I have Billy Block. Billy is the lead singer in the band. Billy, thanks for joining us. Yay!
Oh, of course. I'm glad to be here today.
First thing I want to ask you, before we get into the name of the band Radio for Pets, can you tell us a little bit about the song About Nothing?
Yeah, About Nothing, I think I like it because there's not a lot in that song that's buried in metaphor. Like, it is exactly what it says on the tin. It is just a out-and-out, cheesy, sort of like pop-punk love song. And I think doing a song like that every once in a while, especially when the rest of our catalog does tend to be on the darker, sort of sadder side, is, I don't know, it's just like a nice breath of fresh air to go out and do something just exuberant and happy, you know?
You gotta love it, because when you are listening to it, you kind of start bopping around, and that's fun. Now, from there, I want to ask you about Radio for Pets. Do you target your music towards pets? Because I have read that pets love music too.
We write music exclusively for animals, actually, and just the fact that people also like it is like a nice, you know, it's a nice little surprise every once in a while, you know? But really, it's for your dog, exclusively. So,
no cats? Are you being mean to cats?
No. Well, no, actually, this goes to something I was talk about. I've used to for a long time said as a joke that like every sort of love song that I've ever written is about my cat, Lily. She did pass away last year, unfortunately. Oh. She had a long, long, happy life. She was 19. The grain of truth to that joke I always used to tell was, like, she loved listening to me play music. So whenever I'd pull out my guitar and sit down to start working on and writing something, she would always be like right there curled up, purring and sleeping. And so as much as I joke, like every love song I ever wrote was for Lily. Every song I ever wrote, for the most part in my entire career, was with her sitting there, me just playing music for her.
They can be such an inspiration, but then when you read research about how much animals really can love music, and of course, vice versa, it's so good for us to listen to music too. But Radio for Pets, where does the name of the band come from?
So there is a cartoon called Avatar: Legend of Korra. I wish there was a cooler story behind it. But there's a gag where it's like this sleazy business guy and he's throwing out like business ideas. And, you know, he's like, I don't know, cars for children. No, that's not going to work. This, that. Oh, radio for bets. And he just kind of throws that out in the middle of like a long list of different business ideas. And I'm like, that's fun.
It makes for a great band name and a great discussion. I mean, what a way to open the door to just be able to talk to anyone about anything.
Right, right, right.
I do want to ask you, you know, since we are talking about pets and you opened up about your cat,
yes.
I have seen that all of you in the band have also volunteered to try to get animals adopted to find their forever home.
Yes.
That is so heartwarming. Why is that important?
I've always said, like, in general, charity work is very important to me as an artist for any organization, really. But again, with the name Radio for Pets, doing stuff with like the Humane Society, we just did that photo shoot. I think that's what you're referencing with Safe Haven here in Green Bay. They're like a cat sanctuary. Just doing stuff like that just feels right. As an artist, you know, we rely so much on community support for everything we do, you know, like the fans or whatever. And it feels important to give back as much as we can. And if we can help some animals find a house, like especially, I am a very big cat person. So yeah. Working with Safe Haven was a whole lot of fun.
If people want to see some of those photos, I mean, they are cute. They're clever. This isn't you guys just sitting around and there's some cats around. You guys are snuggling the cats. People check those out?
Oh, yeah. I'm pretty sure they're all posted up on our Facebook page, which, you know, give us a follow and a like. That helps out local bands a whole lot.
but you get it because you did a cat portrait, you know, that yes. That's pretty special. So you get it. You get the idea. What else can you tell me about your band?
We've been playing now for about 3 years. We are currently in the process of writing and recording our first full-length album. Also, for those of you listening, if you live in the Fox Cities area, we are going to be auditioning drummers relatively soon. So keep an eye on our social medias for that if you're looking to join a band.
So we are going to end this interview now with one of your other songs called Nervous Looks Good on You.
Yes.
Is this written about a pet?
No, this song, the backstory is the vibe of the song, like what it's about is like sort of the feelings you get when like you're in a brand new relationship and it's just starting and, you know, you're sort of crazy about this person, but you also don't want to seem like a weirdo.
This is Billy Block. He is with Radio for Pets. Let's take a listen to this song now. Nervous Looks Good on You. Billy, thanks so much for your time. This has been really fun.
Thank you for having me.
I've spent the last hour looking for porn stars who look like you. Now I'm long in the shower. The water's one cold. I'm not sure what to do.
sad and healthy. God, I'm such a mess. Last night, I dreamt we were spiders. Hundreds of legs entwined in ecstasy. Who do you think we'll make for life? Are you as nervous about this as I am tonight? What way into my chest?
This is Max Inc. Radio.
Pretty hot in place, or beat up on my eyes, rip them right out of my face. Well, you can cook up my heart till it's rare, just to see how it tastes, or eat it while it's raw and beaten, bleeding all over the face.
Yeah, because you know me. You can wreck me.
NPR local music with Faces for Radio. My goodness, that song is old. 2010. Great super band made up of like Faces for, or excuse me, Last Crack and Rapscallion. Pretty cool. Jimmy K and Rocker, we got Live in the Lair coming up in just a couple of minutes. The Trembling Giant, they are live in studio. Soundcheck sounded great. Can't wait for this next hour of music. Thanks to Terry Barr and Radio for Pets for the awesome interview. Kind of fudged up the intro for that. Sorry about that. But that happens. If you want to hear it again, you can check out the podcast, civicmedia.us and maxincradio.com. And don't forget, if I'm hungry, Rocker. I wish we had some Doughboys Pizza right now. They're a family restaurant here in Madison. Yeah. Northside Madison. Wow. Taste the difference of family recipes for over 100 years. They're located in Northgate Mall here in Madison. Delivery to Madison's northeast and downtown. Just search for Doughboys Pizza Madison online or call them 608-467-3017.
And they have a new tavern crust, and they have the most amazing Detroit crust.
Oh, man. That Detroit crust is really good. I like their deep dish.
Yeah.
Their deep dish.
Oh, Chicago deep dish.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
So, Rocker, we're going to, before the layer tonight, we're going to get some, one more Maximus song, I think, from Eddie 8 Dynamite. It's just short and sweet and right to the point. That's coming up in just a couple of minutes. But, and we're also going to play some Dogtown Hollow real quick. And, Rocker, they have a show coming up.
They do. They're the 22nd of December. They're at the Harmony Bar, 5 p.m. It's a double EP release with Two Trick Pony and, you know, Dogtown Hollow. They were just here in the Lair not too long ago. So you can go to maxincradio.com, click listen, and you'll see all the archives of the Lair, and you can see Dogtown Hollow.
That's awesome. We'll play that song in just a couple of minutes. But first, some Pat McCurdy. He has a bunch of shows coming up here. Shank Hall in Milwaukee on December 20th. He'll be at the Eastside Club here in Madison on December 26th. And then he'll be at a Showboat Saloon in Wisconsin Dells on January 4th. And
hey, that Eastside Club, that's an ugly sweater party, Jimmy.
Oh, so that's two ugly sweater parties.
Yes.
I got to go to St. Vinny's. I need an ugly sweater.
For those of you who have never seen this show before, I'd just like to say my name is Pat. And you know something? I like men. I like women. I like sinking. I like swimming. I like dogs and I like cats. I like cows in cowboy hats. I like knives and forks and spoons. I like whistling happy tunes. I like to come, but not too soon. I like everything. Sure, at some of those other places, they're singing depressing songs. Everyone's depressed, not here. I like milk, I love cookies, Adam 12 and the rookies. I like peaches, I like cream, I like field and I like stream. I like diamonds, clubs and hearts, I like to order a la carte. Gee, I like your private parts. I like everything. You can never get me down, that will never happen. When my step is light and my toes are tapping. So I like Veronica, I like Betty, I like meatballs and I like God and I like Buddha, I like cheddar, brie and gouda. I like Beatles, Stones, and Doors. I like to shop at hardware stores. I'd like to do you on the floor. I like everything. Sing! I like men. I like women. I like sinking. I like swimming. I like dogs and I like cats. I like cows and cowboy hats. I like Phil and I like Don. Happy days, the wrath of Khan. Won't you put these handcuffs on? I like everything. I like water, I like wine. I like to think that love is blind. I masturbate with you in mind. I like everything.
faster through the driftless hills of home. Red River Valley and the Valley of the Rolling Stone, hopping over the ridges, down and up down again. Rivers, roads, and bridges, names right on the wind. If it was anything, it was anything but bad. It was the last best ride that Harley ever had. Of autumn, the goose is on the loose. Yeah, almost caught him. Nearly kicked my caboose. Oh, a little too tight on the inside curve.
Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba.
Here's why I'm glad I don't work in an office. My wife is always talking about, she's a teacher. They put donuts in the teacher's lounge. There's sweets, there's snacks. It wasn't that way here today, but Nikki keeps those Biscoff cookies out there. I probably ate 12 of those today. The phrase "you are what you eat" is very true, because I was sitting in the office earlier prepping the show and I felt kind of doughy and I'm like, I feel like a Biscoff cookie.
Nightlight with Pete Schwaba. Weeknights from 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
The Maggie Dawn Show.
Jeffrey from Madison.
I worked for the city of Madison for 34 years. Act 10 cost me $42,000.
Yep.
In 1977, the state of Wisconsin passed a law that says public employees cannot strike. With Act 10, now we can't bargain for working conditions and benefits, so they basically turn public employees into second-class citizens.
Yes.
The Maggie Dawn Show. Weekdays from 2 till 4 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. This is News from the Center, 1450 AM WRCE and 107.7 FM W299 CD Richland Center, and always on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Chuck Sievertson. Expected to be briefed on the nighttime sightings of what some people claim might be drones, the House Intelligence Committee. Federal officials are giving too little information, say local and state leaders. Runways at Stewart Airport north of New York City were temporarily closed Friday after suspected drone sightings, says the FAA. ABC's Allison Kosick.
New York's Governor Kathy Hochul issuing a statement saying this has gone too far. And Connecticut State Police are looking into reports drones have been spotted across the state.
FBI and Homeland Security say there's no evidence of any foreign activity regarding the sightings. Moderate comments from the rebel leader now in control of Syria, who ousted the Assad regime. ABC's James Longman, Damascus.
Rebel leader Ahmad Sharaa condemning what he called misguided Israeli aggression, saying he is not interested in a conflict with Israel and instead wants to focus on rebuilding Syria.
This is ABC News. Indiana officials are preparing to execute the state.